I believe that you were born to do something amazing. I believe you have an incredible gift to share and that there are people waiting for you right now.
What is your what? What is chosen you? What is your what in all the things that you do? It's time to let go. Just spread your wings and let be. Because it's time to be free, 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 free.
Alrighty, welcome to What Is Your What Wednesday here on Reinvention Radio. Steve O's hanging out with Hi, Mary Goulet.
Hello.
Richie Ote, what's your British?
Hello.
And this is, this is one of my, we do a lot of stuff, a lot of fun stuff here on Reinvention Radio, but I have to admit that I really like these What Is Your What Wednesdays, and I hope you guys enjoy them as much as we enjoy making them for you. And here on What Is Your What Wednesday, we cover a lot of ground, but it is almost always directly related to the tips and tools and strategies and shortcuts found in my New York Times bestselling book, What Is Your What? Discover the One Amazing Thing You Were Born to Do, which you can grab for free at whatisyourwhat.com. And I don't know if you guys know this or not, but have I made mention that the book has been translated into various languages? Did I ever tell you that?
No.
So it's been translated. Yeah. Did you know that, Rich?
From Amazon? Translate it?
No, through Wiley, foreign publishing rights.
So how does that happen? Because people requested it, or do they kind of look in their database and go, based on psychographics, demographics, we think it would work over here?
Yeah, you know what the honest answer is? I'm not sure how that happens, but it's been translated into Arabic, into...
Do you have the rights to foreign rights?
No. Sold the book. So the book was sold to Wiley, and then Wiley owns the rights to the book, right? I collect royalties on that. But what's interesting is I knew that it was being translated into a few different languages. What I didn't know was that it was being translated into Turkish. So that was interesting. Somebody sent me a cover. Actually, I got an email from someone, because in the book I invite people to email me if they have questions or they just need help figuring out their What Is Your What framework and that sort of thing.
I'm always interested to know, like, in that country, what did it mean, the word?
Right.
Because, like, that show, that goofball show that came after Happy Days, Joni Loves Chachi or whatever,
yeah.
It was really big in, like, Korea and no one could figure out why.
What does Chachi mean?
And it was
mean?
Like, Chachi means, like, penis or something. You know, so it was like, whatever.
Right. I totally love penis.
So this is, I'm showing Mary and I'm showing Rich the cover here of the book in Turkish.
Oh, whoa, cool.
And it says something like, Senin Oleyin Ne.
So they just like notify you, hey, you got it.
I didn't even know. Like literally the woman who wrote in sent me a picture of the cover. And then at the bottom it says, 1 Bashki 50.000 Adet, A-D-E-T, at the bottom there. And I asked her, I was like, what does that mean? And she said that what it means is first edition 50,000 copies. So
wow.
Evidently in Turkey there are 50,000 copies of this book.
Printed at least.
Printed at least,
we
right?
don't know if they've been right? shipped yet. But this is cool. This is... distribution at its finest. You don't even know. This just shows how you write and what you write in that book.
Yeah.
Unless they change it.
Yeah.
Because obviously they can change the cover. You just showed us that, and that's nothing like your cover.
Right.
I mean,
totally.
It's got an on-off
switch. It's interesting
they
used an on-off switch, and that was part of what I was thinking about at some point, was something similar like a light bulb or a light switch or something like that. So pretty interesting. And so what's, I guess, the bottom line here is, you know, much like your work with Go With Your Gut and, you know, and a lot of things that you talk about, Richie, can you create something that is universal, right? Because the What Is Your What framework is very much universal. I mean, it's the gift, it's the vehicle, and it's the people that you're most compelled to serve, right? So that framework is universal. So it doesn't matter what language you speak, you may use a different word for the gift or for the vehicle, but it's just something to think about.
Yeah,
know,
I totally believe that. 100%. I think a generalist in general, no pun intended, gets a bad rap. And I think when I did research, a lot of that jack of all trades, master of none was a negative ad campaign with people who had general knowledge were leaving society because they were going to do their own thing, and they didn't. That wasn't good for society. Mm-hmm. Having all these people that could go do their own jam,
yeah.
They wanted you to niche down. And so, point being a marketer too, is I think you. That's how those big wins happen. The people who do things that solve problems in general,
yeah.
But they marketed very niched and specifically. Mm-hmm. Because you could still have that same thing, like a thimble for a baby when they're teeth, you know, doing that
you
whole
thing. You
don't
mean like bumpy. A thimble like what you sew with?
Yeah, but it's like a rubber one. It's a plastic or rubber or whatever.
That was the mistake I made. I gave the kids the metal.
No wonder.
That explains why they all need braces.
So, but I mean, like, you use that. But that exact same thing that solves a general purpose for any teeth, you take that thing and you put the exact same one. I'm not even shitting you. I looked at the manufacturer. Exact same one in a different bag and now make it a pet one. And you get 4 times the effing money.
Really?
Same thing, solving the general problem, but you niche down the marketing.
Wow, that's genius.
You know? So I think I 100% agree with you.
Yeah.
You solve things in general. The bigger the problem you solve. So like Uber solved all these empty cars, empty time, empty thing. Like they solved a general problem and they niche down the marketing specifically called it's a taxi replacement, but it's much more than that. It's a logistics system.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's super cool. I agree.
Yeah. So it was interesting to me as and I'm happy to go down this path as well because I think it's very much in line with kind of where I wanted to go here with this discussion. But the question is, you know, what is your general take on creating, like, people talk about you have to be able to serve a particular subset of the population, right? And I've talked about that ad nauseum. And I'm wondering is that shifting at all? In your mind, is that shifting at all? In other words, if your what is more general in nature, how niche do you have to go with it in order to actually catch traction?
Say that one more time.
Yes. While you're on your phone texting, I will say it one more time.
No, I'll repeat exactly what you said, but it wasn't.
So you have a general.
See, Mary can't even do it.
Yeah. But no.
Just because she was looking at a computer. But
no, I wasn't. I was looking at him.
Know, my point was we both didn't hear it.
It's all good. I love you guys, man. No, the point being, how important is it today? Do you think it's as important today to be more niche specific with your what, as an example? Like, in other words, the whole go with your gut type framework and thinking mentality is so on. Would you be better served targeting attorneys, like just as an idea, right? Just teaching attorneys how to go with their gut. Would you find more traction with that? Would it be easier to sell? Would it be easier to market? Or
okay, so let me give a different example. So my new book, at least the working title is Cultivate a Rich Interior, and my working tag is Where to Go When Life Hits You Sideways. That book could be very easily targeted to Catholics.
Okay.
Because I can bring in the whole rosary, I can bring in prayer, saints, all that kind of stuff. It can also be a general book.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is general in the concept of it, but it's very easy to niche down. And I think that's where I kind of want to live. I don't want to live in the general go with your gut framework anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be able to say, when they see my title, they're like, that's for me. I like that idea. But I've done both. You know, mom entrepreneurs.
Right. Which actually is a red hot topic, too. I was thinking about you the other day.
You were?
I think about you a lot. Mary Goodley, I love you.
Because I save your dogs.
Well, you love, and they love you too. But no, there was somebody talking about the mom entrepreneur movement and whatnot. And I was thinking back on your mom town, right?
Mom's town, yeah.
Yeah. And just that whole conversation, that's a perfect example here of taking it to that nth degree of focusing on that one particular subset of the population. So, Richie, what's your take on niche versus general today as it relates to your what?
Same answer as I kind of gave you before. I think so. I'll use those pillars again, the happiness. If you just wanted to work on prosperity pillar only, then yeah, niche down like crazy in that one. But if you want to work on all your pillars, then build the system around you and be general and then just niche down in your marketing because there's a lot of moms.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of different things doing different, right? So there's moms that could be Catholic. There's moms that could be like, so that's what I would say. In general, be you and then niche down your marketing for your business. That's why I think I'm even participating more in social media after leaving television and film for so long and not participating in it, mm-hmm. because I know you can't be a ghost these days. Mm-hmm. So my downside risk is worse than upside gain, even. I know that's a strange comment to make, yeah. but
you've got more to gain than you do to lose.
Yeah, and the loss can be big. So long story short, you should have a personal brand and a business brand. Use your business brand to do the niching.
Mm-hmm.
So Mary mm-hmm. could be Mary's should be Mary for Mary, mm-hmm. and then she can niche down. She could be realtor. She could be mom. She could be realtor mom.
Yeah,
religion. You know, she could be like you could do whatever you want. But that's the business niche there.
Mm-hmm. So something to think about anyway. And I just thought that when this came in here with the book being translated into Turkish, I was like, man, that's pretty cool. And then to know that there was 50,000 books in that first print, I was like, wow.
That's a huge number.
That's a huge number.
That's a huge risk on Wiley's part.
I don't think it's Wiley. I think it's the Turkish publisher. But the bottom line being, think about it in terms of can you or should you even niche down your what in any way, shape, or form, and would it serve you to do so? I don't know. I mean, there's no right, there's no wrong answer, but it's certainly something to at least get in consideration to.
And may you get a royalty check big enough to pay for a turkey.
Word. All right, my friends, we'll talk to you next time here on What Is Your What Wednesday here on Reinvention Radio. And remember to grab a free copy of the book at whatisyourwhat.com. Talk to you guys next time. Bye-bye.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olsher, visit reinventionradio.com.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're at a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Olsher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step by step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many get on the right path and be clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step for realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting TheReinventionWorkshop.com today. No more delays, no more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to TheReinventionWorkshop.com. That's TheReinventionWorkshop.com.